Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. Now, it's not a game day, but we've been chatting with people. And so we're doing it again. So we've teed up some very special guests. You'll remember one of them from the other day. Rel, how are you going?
What's up, man? I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's fantastic. And Rocky, you heard her from Spaces. How you going, Rocky? All right?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing? It's good to be here to share this time and this moment with you guys. Appreciate you for having me, Lyle.
Oh, no, appreciate you both for coming on. And, this is fantastic. I'm really excited to chat to you both. I know we chat in the spaces and the like throughout, but, a bit more dedicated to, just us three today, which is going to be nice. So, game number two, let's just start with that. We came out, bit of a different result from the first game. Let's get some hot takes from that because I haven't heard any besides Devin Booker's hamstring. So who wants to kick us off?
Hey, man, I think I had been saying, and the first thing I said when the game ended, I started tweeting all capital letters. I told y'all, I'm in the capital letters. I'm going crazy because I said we were either coming home 2-0 or 1-1. But I was telling people, like, I'm guaranteeing we was going to win at least one on the road, like, in those first two games. And everybody was like, I don't know, especially some of my coworkers. But it was, like, midnight when the game ended. I'm texting people. I'm like, ain't going to be no sweeping up in here. Like, I'm hyped, right?
There you go. Like,
they wasn't going to step on us like that. Like, these guys are finally living up to the won't bow down motto. And last night was just so hype. Like, we really came out there and took care of business. So, like, if we had only made that adjustment a little bit sooner in game one, we might have won game one as well. And we'd be coming home up two, just like in 2018, man. So, I'm so excited. And I just, like, I can't believe it. What about you, Rocky?
So, I'm going to tell you honestly. So, I picked us to win, both of them, just like Rel. I'm very confident in this team. I think that the lessons that are being instilled in this team through this coaching staff, through this front office is starting to pay off, and we're starting to see it all come into fruition with our own eyes. We watched Brandon Ingram grow up over these course of the past 80-something games now, and he has become a star to be reckoned with. And so when we're sitting there talking about are we going to go into Phoenix and get swept, nah, it wasn't going to be no brooms, wasn't going to be no sweeping. I had already called the lunar eclipse a partial eclipse, and we were going to be putting the sun out. So I'm sticking with that, and, people may call me out on it, but I laugh at people who think that because we're young and inexperienced when it comes down to having the playoff in our system for our players, that mm-hmm. we can't go out and accomplish something. Look, these guys are hungry. They want to win. And it's not about winning next year. They want it now. And it's great to see our guys out there fighting. Listen, I'm with Rel. We could have took game one if coach had gave that inspirational speech and did those adjustments mid-game, maybe second quarter, mm-hmm. instead of second half, we could have swept them out of their own house. So I'm looking forward to Friday, man. We got a lot to prove. And the media is going to have the narrative. Of course, they're going to say we shouldn't be here because Paul George was out and now Devin Booker's out. But hey, newsflash. I want to make sure everybody hear that. Newsflash. Zion Williamson is out 82 games plus this season. So we don't want to hear excuses about injuries. We got them too.
Yep.
That's how I feel about that game, y'all. We are doing what we were supposed to be doing from day one, and that is showing the league that this is not the Pelicans of last year or years past. This is a brand new organization, a brand new franchise, brand new motivation, brand new players, and we are bound to be successful soon. Now.
Thanks.
I tell you what, I'm ready to run through a brick wall just from hearing that. I am up and about. That was fantastic. And I'm with you. I think we're at the point now, it's why not us? We're just in there, you know, 1-8. We're in the playoff hunt just like the 4th seed, the 5th seed, the 6th, the 7th seed. You have to take out whoever's in front of you. I don't buy into this the narrative that, Spurs had had heaps of big games, so they were overwhelmed by it. Paul George and Kennard was out against the Clippers. You know, Booker's not there. You've got to just play who's in front of you. We don't get to control any of that. We didn't get to control the 3 games in 6 nights traveling all around. We didn't get to control any of that. They get to play the Pelicans that show up on that day. We get to play the Suns that show up on that day. So Devin Booker not taking his magnesium and stretching his hamstrings out, well, that's not our problem. We didn't tell him to do that.
We can say this much, Alau. When you're trying to chase down a guy as athletic as Jackson Hayes, you better make sure your hamstrings are ready to run, because that linky dude can get down the court real quick. And Devin Booker learned that, hey, if you're going to chase down for a block, you better be prepared to chase down for a block, because it could come back to bite you in the you-know-what. And he's seeing that today, because, look, Jackson Hayes brought a game yesterday that the Suns wasn't prepared for. Yeah. And if he shows up like that on Friday, the Smoothie King Center going to be lit, because there's going to be no way. If you cannot contain Brandon Ingram and you cannot contain CJ McCollum, and you get Trey and Nance and Jonas and Jackson Hayes and Jose involved, and those guys are making, you know, impacts in the game, putting their footprint in it. Man, who's gonna beat us?
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna beat us? Because look, they keep counting us out because of where we started. Mm-hmm. But I keep telling people, it's not always the start, it's the finish.
Yeah.
And we always used to have that motto back in the day, finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
These Pelicans are showing people right now, you can start one way, but if you finish strong, you can end up a whole nother way. And right now, we're finally getting a little bit of respect from Perkins, and shout out to him for jumping on the bandwagon right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got the ladder out. The ladder is out for the rest of the bandwagon people to jump on before we go ahead on and put this whipping on the Suns on Friday.
Yep. The eclipse.
100%.
Oh, yeah, it's about to be a full eclipse.
Why not us, and why not now?
Exactly right. And Rel, that Rocky made a good point with that, is the other guys in game two came to play. So we know Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum were fantastic. I mean, and we expect it. they had the off game in number one, but number two, they came out and showed why they're the stars and why they paid the big bucks. But the supporting cast were huge. What did you take away from that supporting cast and them taking that next step and, you know, playing a full Pelicans committee is what I've been calling it, game?
Gotta be totally honest. Last night, I pretty much didn't see the whole third quarter. I was so drunk. I was talking to somebody. I was networking, you know.
That's just
I was
good having business.
A good time. And there was a lot of cheering going on, and I'm talking to them. I'm like, oh, what's going on inside? Yeah, but anyway, you know, oh, wait, what's going on? So, you know, I'm going back and forth. And I finally come in, you know, it's like the fourth quarter. I said, all right, look, we got to stop all this talking. I got to go back in there and get close to that TV and see what's going on. But from what I saw, yeah, our other guys, our role players, you know, they really stepped up. And I feel like having Larry Nance has been so huge. And then having Jack show up and have a good game is monumental, because, like, if you want to build a team and you want to make a run deep into the playoffs or, you know, all the way to the finals and win that trophy, you have to have a solid supporting cast. And I feel like we've made the right moves to, you know, kind of move that needle and get us to where we need to be. So guys like Jax and Trey and Larry and Jose especially have been so huge for us. And Najee's been showing up for us as well. I mean, I know a lot of times, you know, if people are box score watching, they'll just be like, oh, you know, well, he's not really doing all that well. But, like, you really watch the game, like, these guys are really making an impact. And our three rookies ain't afraid of nothing. So we really hit a home run getting those guys. And so when you have those three rookies supporting VI and CJ, and then you insert Zion into that, whenever we're able to do that, it's gonna be like I don't even have a word for what it's gonna be. I don't even have a word for how amazing
it's gonna be. Amazing, partner. It's gonna be amazing, because listen, if we were to install Zion into this current lineup and this current team, what we got right now, who is going to stop us? That is the question. We are going to be out there like Goldberg in the 90s on WWE or WCW. That's what we call WCW.
Okay,
okay. Who is next? That's it. It's going to be who's next, because, listen, they could not contain Brandon Ingram when he took off in that third quarter yesterday. They could not – listen, Brandon Ingram was everywhere, and we've been talking about his three ball not being – as effective this season, because he has been mostly mid-range, amazing. But Brandon Ingram gave him some three-ball action last night, and they weren't prepared for it. And if Brandon can get in that bag and open up that three-point shot during this series, and we can get our role players to continue doing what they're doing, man, I'm with Kendrick.
Yeah.
It's Pelicans.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to stop us? Because, listen, CP3 ain't got them same legs, man. Them legs is 37 going on 38.
Right.
Them legs is getting old.
And with them potentially missing Devin Booker for at least game 3 and 4, and we don't know what's going to happen beyond that, Chris is going to have to do so much to make up for his absence in these next two games. And I know they don't want to get down 3-1. You know what I mean? So, like, he's going to have to do so much more with his, you know, how old is he? 36, 37, whatever. How those legs?
37.
However many years they got on his legs, man. Yeah, he's going to have to do a lot more. And you know, and that's not to even discredit any of the other guys that Phoenix has. Like, they have a squad over there. Like, they have that record for a reason. But sometimes the matchup is just in your favor. You know what I mean? And with the way the guys are playing right now, it's kind of like the perfect storm. You know,
exactly. So it's
too bad that the Suns are getting caught in the crosshairs and they're getting caught in our path, because it's like we trying to bulldoze everybody right now. So
we're putting the world on notice. That's what we're doing. We put the world on notice that the Pelicans are here. We ain't the poverty franchise that y'all keep trying to label us as. We are here, and we are about to do some great, amazing things. And it starts this postseason, and it will kick in full gear when Zion Williamson is 100% available for 82 full games next season. You're on alert right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if we haven't put the league on notice by the way we've performed on the biggest stages, well, I mean, people are living under a rock, or I don't know, they're not watching, because there's a storyline or a a phrase or saying that we say over here, and it's, I suppose it goes everywhere, is you don't win a championship in November. You don't win a championship in December. You win it right now. You win them in June. And I know whether or not we go on and we win this series and we go on and win a few more, or we bow out in this one, we can't underestimate how, and even undervalue how important this postseason run has been for this team. They've had two win or go home eliminations already, essentially game sevens. Whether they're against higher teams or lower teams, you know, everyone's hungry. It doesn't matter. Everyone wanted to win and get into the playoffs. You then get into a situation against the top side where you have an opportunity to steal one in their house. You go and do that. You then come home where it's going to be rocking in the Smoothie King Center, and now you're going to have to prove it here.
Yeah.
We're putting people on notice, and getting ripe at the right time, I think, is just so important. You just got to be there. And if your players are ready to go, you can shock anyone. And you add Zion Williamson to this team.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, good luck getting season tickets next year. I think for anyone thinking about it, it's going to be busy.
I know a couple of people who are starting to get some. This guy I've been talking to on Twitter for a few years now, he said a couple of his buddies just got some season tickets, and he didn't even have to, like, pressure them into doing it. They just kind of saw, you know, the trajectory and where things was heading. And they started getting tickets and stuff, man. So it's
people looking bright in New Orleans right now.
Yeah,
it's looking
real
bright in New Orleans, you know. We've always had our, you know, pride in our New Orleans Saints. And the city is starting to see the Pelicans organization move in a direction that is winning basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And winning basketball fills seats.
Yes.
It sells tickets.
That's it right there.
It helps build a level of excitement in a city that losing will never bring. So when you get a winning organization and you start to put wins and put together a team like ours right now, man, the sky is the limit, man. The sky is the limit.
100%. I mean, I remember was right when Giannis had been drafted up in Milwaukee, and they were giving away, they were woeful. They were a bad side, 14, 15, 16 wins or something. And they were giving away three-game tickets for $6, you know, and no one was going. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. You come here and you start winning, and people start going, hang on, we've got to go and see this. This is must-watch event. Mm-hmm. You have to. It just draws people. Winning, it builds excitement around the city. And as a place that does have the Saints, which are much beloved and that have been very successful, people are invested in that, but they've also been around a lot longer than the Pelicans. And I think from the outside looking in, we've seen for a long time the Hornets franchise, the Pelicans franchise, sort of feel like the afterthought to the Saints. And I don't think that since Miss Benson has taken over that that's how it's felt. I think they've really put it to the forefront and said, this is the Pelicans, this is basketball, this is the Saints, this is football, and both can be successful. And it's merging those crowds. People are going to both. Or being invested in both, which I think has been a really big turning point and really sort of successful marketing and, organizational shift, which I think from the outside looking in has been fantastic. I mean, you guys are on the ground. What do you think about that?
I think it's been amazing. You know, I think there's still some work to be done, but I think it's been amazing watching it come into fruition this year, because I've watched the Smoothie King Center go from packed to empty. Mm-hmm. To slightly packed, back to empty, to being packed this season. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing to watch the fans come in excited to cheer on the team. I mean, we've had moments where when we were losing, it almost felt like home games were visitor games. But you haven't you haven't been able to see that as much this season. And especially with the winning culture that's being created with Coach Willie Green bringing in C.J. McCollum, which was a fantastic move by David Griffin in the front office. I want to shout out Trajan Langdon and Swing Cash, because they all do that collectively. So it's a team effort. But to bring in C.J. McCollum and add that winning veteran experience to our team has made the growth process even easier for the rookies right now, because mm-hmm. those guys, they're playing rookie basketball out there in these playoffs right now. Trey is pulling up shooting threes like he's been playing in the playoffs his entire career, which has only been a year, but he's been acting like he's been in there for a good 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. you know, playoff bound. So to get that experience, shout out to the front office for bringing that in, because the conversation was, would CJ McCollum be good enough to get these guys to the next level? And I have to say, I'm very impressed with what he's been able to create and do with this team in such a short amount of time.
Agreed. Yeah. Getting him was like, you know, it was really tough for us to lose Josh. And, you know, we also talk about Josh, I feel like, daily, but it was one of those things where, like, you have to know that you can't keep him in order to get a guy like CJ, you know? And so I think we joke a lot about, you know, getting Josh back in the off season. And a lot of people are dead serious. And I'm just like, you know, if that happened, amazing. If it didn't happen, you know, we're still heading in the right direction. We are set up to look really good, you know, for the immediate future here and, you know, the next couple of years at least. So I'm looking for us to be as much fun as Memphis has been having this season. Even earlier this season, I was like, nah, that's supposed to be us. Like, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So we're just a couple of months too late. That's all. But I love that, you know, with us sneaking one on the road, that basically now we coming back home to home court advantage in a 5-game series instead of looking at it like a 7-game series. So that's a major. Now, if we can get the home court whistle though, because, you know, we don't usually get that.
I mean, maybe we can band together and fly Scott Foster back out to the home game Friday or Sunday.
Get the GoFundMe going, because it's crazy that's like, it's so funny. Like, we have this weird relationship with refs as fans. We typically don't like these guys, but it's the one time that a ref and a player having this weird rivalry is working out in our favor. So I'm all for it.
I just wanted to touch on what you said, Rel, mm-hmm. About Josh Hart. Mm-hmm. Man, as a fan of the team, of the sport, you know, it was hard to say bye to Josh.
Yeah.
He wanted to be here. He loved the city, and the city loved him back.
Yeah.
But sometimes in order for you to get to the steak, you got to let go of the chicken. And I'm not calling Josh Hart, you know, a bad player. But because I want it to be known right here as we speak, when this podcast is released, mm-hmm. Rocky is all for Josh Hart coming back during the summertime. I don't give a crap what goes on. If that man can be brought back under some terms that are beneficial to him and the team, by all means necessary, do it.
Yeah. Like Nike. Because if you look at it, do it like Nike. If you look at it, like, Josh started a lot of games this season, but you know, he was our sixth man, right? If we have a healthy team and our starting lineup is as we intended it to be, and then you have a guy like Josh coming off the bench, what's gonna happen? What's not gonna happen? You know? So
we're,
it's
not
exciting
to
think
punked,
about.
I can tell you that much.
Not gonna get punked. These boys ain't bored. They ain't bowing down. They don't know how.
No. And it's great. And it's great to see that moniker coming to play. You know, we've said it. Most of us hated it when it first got here, but to see it actually in play, man, they're not bowing down. They fighting from quarter one to quarter four, into the buzzer. You know, and it's great to see, because we have seen some very, very uninspired basketball over the.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think Josh Hart is one of those players that really did embody what they wanted to bring into this team, and have that grit, that hard, rugged sort of play. He throw himself at the stanchion trying to get a layup in. You know, this guy, he loved to rebound and run. And I think everyone was invested in him as well. The issue was that his contract was built to be traded. They set him up in this three-tiered sort of 12-year, 12 million, 12 million, 12 million weird player option sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
with the intention that he would be used as a trade piece, I think. And I think your analogy is perfect. Sometimes you've got to let go of the chicken to get the steak. I think that's that is spot on. And while it was difficult, I mean, I was genuinely like, Josh and Akil have been traded. But then you go and get CJ McCollum, so you get this bittersweet feeling of getting a top quality player, but also losing a fan favorite. But I think that's where the business of basketball hit a lot of, I suppose, new fans and fans of the game that haven't, I suppose, followed the NBA like we have for quite a while. You know, that happens really often. We're just not as invested. And I think that's what this team has been really, really good at doing, is getting buy-in beyond the team. So the team's bought in, and then we all feel it and say, these are our guys. It's us against everyone else. We're not getting sent out anywhere else. We're not getting relocated. This is us versus them. And I think that's why it's been such fun to watch and so fun to cover the team, I suppose, this year and chat with other fans about how this season's unfolded and these guys. So, game three, Smoothie King Center, Friday night. Yeah. Don't know if the concert's been moved. Assume it has been.
Yeah, it has been postponed to April 30th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect. Oh, well, your tickets are probably valid for then. Get down there. What do we want to see from game three?
Intensity. I want to see intensity. I want to see them come out swinging, not only in the first quarter, but you got to come out the half with that same energy, too. You got to come out with intensity. We can't really let up, if we're ahead, and we can't, get down if we're behind on the scoreboard, So I just want to see them come out and take care of business. Don't get comfortable because somebody is missing on the other team. You got somebody missing on your team, too. Don't get complacent, And I think Willie going to light a fire under them. And I think they really, these guys really mean business. So I trust them to get out there and do what they need to do.
So what I would like to see them do is I would like to see them come out very decisive in their motions and in their pick and rolls and very decisive in attacking the rim, because you can't be hesitant. This is a game of basketball, and that shot clock, it start at 24 and it's at zero before you blink your eyes. So we need them to come out with that intensity, with decisive motions on the ball, and protect the basketball, because we had 17 turnovers last game. People don't realize how important a possession is. Mm-hmm. 17 turnovers, if you can limit that to 10, that's 7 opportunities at putting more buckets on the scoreboard. You know what I'm saying? And so when you say we won that game, we really won it more in the third quarter going into the fourth. Mm-hmm. But when you add protecting the basketball to the equation, we could have really dominated that game more if we had protected the basketball. So I want to see them protect the basketball. I want to see them come out excited to be home, energized, and ready to dominate or fight, because Phoenix is not going to go down without swinging back too. I mean, you got to think, Monty Williams, hell of a coach, CP3, hell of a second coach, some people call him. And that team is not going to just bow down to us simply because Devin Booker is going to be missing in games 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So we have to come out with the level of intensity that we had in the third quarter, but it has to come out the first quarter, and it has to be from the first to the fourth. And when you do get the lead, you cannot, like Ralph said, you can't get complacent and say, well, we up by 10, so I can make this reckless pass. It has to be methodical in every motion on that court to win this game. And the fans need to be cheering at, and shout out to a guy who posted online that we should give Monty Williams some credit when he get there. I love the kumbaya and the being nice. But listen, y'all, do me a favor. Give them hell. Ain't no friends right now. Monty and Winnie gonna be buddies when this series is over. They matter of fact, they call each other brothers. But right now, like you said, when we get between that squared line, it's all the friendship is on the side right now. This is the game of basketball, and we both out here to compete, put our guys in the position to win. And that's what we want to see as fans. Competition, our boys ready, and our boys ready to go in and not prove to the world. Continue to prove to themselves that they belong where they are. not to anybody else, to themselves.
Yeah. I think I always have, like, you know how the commentators on TV, they'll have their keys to the game. And I feel like my keys to the game are the same every time. We just got to defend the three-point line. You got to be ready for that, ready to run them off the line. We need to take care of the ball, and we need to make our free throws. And when you do that, and you give yourself a really good chance to win the game. But yeah, man, Lyle, I appreciate you having us on here so we could chat a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely appreciate it, man. Y'all getting a little bit of the taste of the rock and rail, courtesy of Lyle. Y'all getting what Stephen A. and them call first take. First take right now. So Lyle, we really appreciate you for having us on here, man. I want to give you your flowers, bro, because you over there in Australia doing amazing things for this team in foreign land. And shout out to you for the love that you give to our team, because this fan base is big enough for everybody. It's not, we say mm-hmm. Pales 12, but it's Pales 12 and then some.
Yeah, and growing, 12 and growing.
There we go.
Well, no, appreciate that. Thank you both very much for coming on. Do we have anything to plug or anything you'd like to close us off with? I think we've got a couple of minutes left, and then we'll get out of here.
So, Rel, you go ahead on and drop that news for the peoples, and where they're gonna be able to find us at real soon, like a theater.
You want me to drop the date, or like which one? Me to let them know.
I want you to drop a date for them, so okay. The ones who listening to Lyle's podcast will know they get the first little scoop of when something coming, because if you ain't tuned in, you're going to be behind.
So, all right, so
we want the people who listening to Lyle's podcast right now to get this first scoop on the date and when they're going to see this expected Rocky and Rel podcast show.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, we decided that Friday, there's no better time than Friday to do it. So game three is on Friday. Game tip off at 8:30, something like that. We're going to give y'all a little taste of the Rocky and Rel show. Just to get a little something to hold you over until it's game time. I know on game day we be a little bit antsy leading up to tip off, so we're gonna give y'all a little something, and it's coming in a couple of days.
That's so exciting.
Yeah,
how's that? An exclusive on the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Tune into that. I'm excited. That's going to tie me over before the game. Thank you, Rocky and Rel, for joining us today. It's been fantastic chatting. No doubt you're all following them on Twitter, but otherwise go and check them out, and I'll put their handles down at the bottom of the thing so you can go and check all that out. Thank you once again, Rocky and Rel, for coming on.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, man. Y'all be blessed.
Take care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
So thank you once again to Rocky and Rel for joining us on the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Fantastic chatting with them both. Exclusive. You can go and listen to the Rocky and Rel podcast on Friday. It's going to drop. If you weren't listening to this show, well, you miss out on the live exclusive. So treat yourself to that. We got the next game coming up on Friday, Saturday morning for me. So look forward to that. Pack the Smoothie King Center if you're in New Orleans. Otherwise, clear your schedule because it's going to be a big one. And we're looking to go 2-1 or 2-1 in the series. So look forward to that. I'm going to leave it at that. As always, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. At Ethos Pelicans is the show on Twitter. At Lyle Swithenbank. Stay safe. Go Pels. And bye for now.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.